this week's parsha as a reference to the Melchemes HaYetzer, but there's a dimension that's very unique and very powerful in the way that the Sfasemes expresses it. The Sfasemes says that there's such a thing as a defensive war with the Yetzer Hara, and there's such a thing as an offensive war. There's such a thing as being attacked by the Yetzer Hara, and we're schlepped into war. It's a chayiv, we have no choice, we have to go to war, the Yetzer Hara attacked us, and sometimes that happens when we're hit with nisyonos or difficulties. And there's such a thing sometimes, says the Sfasemes, that things are good, that I'm growing, I'm steiging, I'm in a good place. And now I'm proactively raising the bar and rooting out the ra and building the tayv inside me. He says, Iker ha-melchama tzarech liyos kisheyesh la'odam menucha. When a person is in a place of menucha, he's not frantic, he's not falling apart. That's when he's able to go out to war and really accomplish bringing together Kedusha in the world. And he says that's the remez that Rashi says, v'melchemes ha-reshus, ha-kosav medaber. We're talking about a milchama that I made a proactive choice to do. I wasn't pulled into it. He says that that's the remez as well. When things are calm in your life, then go after the Yetzer Hara. Be proactive. Declare war. And I have a sense of that here in Yeshiva this week. That Baruch Hashem, this man is strong. The Olam is doing great. And we're continuing to raise the bar from a place of menucha, from a place of accomplishment, from a place of strength. Tremendous Yashar Koach to everyone for joining this morning, and Yashar Koach to Rabbi Marcus for joining this morning in a little bit of shift of plans. And that's part of the nisayon of being a ben Torah sometimes, that there's this last minute chaos that happens. I just saw the video earlier today of the chaos. It was, that, and suddenly the schedule changes and we're davening somewhere else, and it takes a certain strength to stay on point. And an unbelievable, I just feel like we should just be makir, the achrayas, that karas hatayv that we have to Rav Kopitnikov for worrying through the night to make sure that we have a plan, that we know what we're doing. And that means, by the way, that we just see one permutation of the plan, but when he's sitting 1 o'clock in the morning figuring it out, he didn't tell me this explicitly, but I'm sure there has to be 5 plans. What if we're going to be in for Shachris? If we won't be in for Shachris, it's going to be the whole day, right? There's a lot of plans going on. And so Yashar Koach for taking the achrayas, for carrying the achrayas of the yeshiva on your shoulders. And also a unbelievable Yashar Koach to Rav Elbaz. I keep hearing incredible things about the last Shabbos. It sounds like it was a powerful, powerful Shabbos in yeshiva. And I want the Olam to keep your eyes on the calendar. Be'ezer Hashem, this Shabbos will be, I hate to call it this, a regular Shabbos in yeshiva. Also a powerful Shabbos. And next Shabbos, Amir Hashem, we're going to be having a special Shabbos where each year we'll spend at least part of Shabbos, if not the whole Shabbos, with your Rebbe. So make sure that you know what the plan is and sign up for that. It's kedai to do it. It's the type of Shabbos that now you're thinking, I don't know, I'm busy, this, I'm supposed to go here. But in 10 years when you look back, you remember that Shabbos. So sign up for that Shabbos. And as always, I'll see the Olam by Mishmar tonight, and the Mashgiach is looking forward to seeing you tomorrow morning. Yashar Koach.